Well, look who it is. Welcome back to another episode of A Walk Back to Self-Love. Happy last month of 2023. Crazy, crazy. Isn't life crazy? Haven't we been through it? And more specifically, since 2020. But before I dive into all of that, just want to say thank you for still showing up to my podcast, you know, since I started this baby in 2018. So thank you for energy exchanging and being here. And obviously you're still here if you're listening on the other side of it. But 2020 was on my mind this week because it took 3 years. Not that it's, you know, some positive achievement, but this week I tested positive for COVID and I've been in self-isolation / self-quarantine. And just the first day that I tested positive, I think I had this like outer body experience because it was like, what? I have COVID? You know, and it's like, okay, yeah, we've been through it now 3 years. And we've seen a lot of trauma, obviously, in 2020 and, you know, just all of it. So I think there was that unleashing of memories of what that was like and how many of us really powered through it and stored that societal trauma that we experienced as a whole into like the back, you know, compartment of our minds and try to compartmentalize everything else and focus on goals and, you know, staying safe, because that was the goal, like stay safe, stay healthy, don't get infected. Then we had the joke of a president who was on, you know, making us not feel any more safe. So yeah, all of that came to me when I tested positive, and I was like, wow, I didn't realize for my own self and my own mind how much of that affected me. But it was like, what were you going to do? You couldn't save the world. You could help other humans in society by staying clean, safe, you know, respecting 6 feet apart with social distancing. But you know, you didn't know what it was. We didn't know what it was. So it was like, it's just weird. I don't know if anybody else, or if you're listening, if you've had COVID, like, did you go through that same mental space? I mean, think about those who had it right as it happened. And you're like, oh my God, I don't know what this is. Like, what kind of mind fuckery has people who tested positive with COVID really gone through? You know, like, spoke with somebody recently and they said they've had it like 3 times. And I'm like, wow, you know, that's crazy. Like, I'm feeling that fear again. I was feeling good though in the beginning, because I was like, oh, because for me, I mean, and that's another thing, it affects everybody so completely different. So I've heard various stories of people who are like, oh my God, I was so sick. Other people are like, oh, I could barely tell I had it. Others are like, it felt like a respiratory infection. Some people didn't have an appetite, you know, loss of sense and smell. And some people died. I mean, let's just be real. Like, even the doctor I saw after I had did the rapid test, I went straight to the doctor because, you know, I'm that factual person. I need to have it like 3 times told to me, like, yes, this is what it is. 1000% facts, truth. And at the doctor's, it was positive as well. And so she was light about it. She's like, you know, you're a healthy COVID patient, like your lungs, heart, good, no fever. Told me to stay a little mobile, like don't be completely bedridden. So yeah, it's been more of a mental, headspace. And as I am an extreme overthinker, and I've had, you know, up until recently, I've always been very anxious in my head, but like most people could look at me and not know that because I hold it very well. But like, I could be falling apart from the inside out And nobody would ever know because I would still show up looking good, smelling good, smiling, and nobody would know. So it's like, yeah, it's just been a real good mind fuckery. But I feel good for the most part. Like, I've had, you know, aches and pains and some stomach issues and, you know, more of the respiratory, though. More of it, like, it's like shortness of breath or your lungs hurting. And so then, you know, then you start to freak out. But then, you know, I've been going back to the research of the facts and things of, like, should I be doing this? Should I not be doing that? And, of course, you know, I'm sanitizing and spraying every time I leave a shared space. You know, so it's, and then just staying in the, quote, sick room. Damn. You're like the sick room. But it also motivated me to, in this downtime, like, self-check. Like, okay, where are our priorities? Because since August, I have been living in New York City. And you think about how COVID affected New York City. I've been talking to real New Yorkers who live here, who were living here during COVID. And all of that shit that you would see on the news, they're like, no, that was true. That was really happening. I'm like, because were there really body bags in the street? Like, were there ice cream trucks being filled with dead bodies? Like, what the fuck was happening real time at that time? Really happening in New York City. And so, you know, I've heard stories from New Yorkers. And that's who I go to. I go to the source. I mean, of course, we see it on the news. We read it on social media. But, like, I wanted to know what the fuck was really happening. So it motivated me to realize how comfortable I was here. Like, I know it's so overcrowded here, but let me just breathe in New York. And then I, New York City gave me COVID. But you know what? I wouldn't want to be in any other city with COVID. Like, I fucking love my life in New York. I love it here. I do. I love New York City. I love it. I love it. I love it. But it just sucks because it's just been like, you know, I can't believe I got COVID. Because every time I was getting sick, whether I was living in Indiana, visiting Michigan, living in Vermont, every time I would get a cold or like feel something coming on, I was immediately testing for COVID. And then I just got lax because they kept showing up negative. And I was like, okay, I've dodged it. And then moved to New York City and I'm like, you know, going around the streets topless, that feeling where you're like, woo! So I bought my favorite black disposable masks from Amazon, got 100-pack, and those bitches are going back on my face. You take me down once, motherfucker, that's all it takes, once. You know, and I've had like friends of mine are like, can't keep a strong one down. Even somebody recently said to me, like, nothing slows you down. Fast forward a few days, guess what? Something actually does. It's called COVID. Bitch. So I'm just resting, drinking my fluids, doing my research, and recording an episode because it's been a while. It's been a while since I've done a solo session. I've had my friend Zoe on the last few episodes since May off and on, and it's been good getting a male perspective of things. And we have one that we recorded recently, so I'm gonna pop that in before the year is over. And it's a good one. It's another good soul session. So just want to shout out my friend Zoe for joining me in 2023 on my podcast. And I don't know what I'm going to do. Honestly, like, I feel like I may table this podcast. I think I've done all I no, there's more I could have done. There's a lot more I could have done. But for the mental space that I've been in the last five, well, since I've launched it in 2018, there are times where I wanted to throw it in the trash can if I could. But it's, you know, you don't need, you know, like a computer trash can. Yeah, but. So yeah, because it's just been such an up and down journey for me since 2018 specifically. So I'm taking this COVID time to process everything. And yeah, like my life in New York City. I never thought I'd actually get here. You know, like, I was always leading with the negative beliefs that most people do attached to New York City. Like, number one, it's the most expensive city in America. Maybe even one of the expensive cities on the planet. Who knows? I got to go to another continent to find out. But, you know, so you like hear all these negative things and you're like, okay, yeah, that could never happen. But then unexpectedly, there's a path that starts to open and you start heading in that direction. And you're like, oh shit, I'm about to go to the Big Apple. What is that gonna look like for Amber? You know? And so that's what, since August, it's been like. And then thinking about the whole year of 2023, I started it out in Burlington, Vermont, and that was a rough chapter for me. I was down. I was like feeling hopeless, like what? And my life was not bad. My life was good. It was good. It just wasn't, it's just not what, you know, like we just didn't vibe. We just didn't vibe. But New York City, ooh, I've had to, yeah, it's been awesome. It's been awesome. And so I'm taking this time to reflect on the end of the year and then, you know, the work that I'm doing at my job. And, you know, it's been a lot even with that, you know. I work in housing and it's New York City, so it's like been wild. Eye-opening for sure. Oh, and then the rats. The rats in this city, man. Interesting. You know, like the roaches in this city, the everything. It's all true. It's all, you know, you get to meet that part of New York too. It's not just the glitz and the glamour and the happy hours and the rooftops and the this and the fashion and the, like, I want to meet the grit of it too. I want to see the rats. Matter of fact, I was sitting on a bench in Union Square area, and I like that area. I was introduced to that area recently. And I was sitting on a park bench waiting, and from in between my legs area underneath the bench I was sitting on, a rat just like darts out. I'm like, fuck! Okay, we're done sitting on the park bench enjoying nature. Because this rat just invaded my mental space and that's all I can think about right now. What if it turns around and comes back? So that took me out of the element of the moment. But yeah, it's just crazy where life will take you. Connecting the dots. Connecting the dots. And so I think that I did the amount of work that I put into this passion project. I've stayed consistent, you know, as somebody that does walk away from things that I'm just not connected to and I can't put my all into it because it doesn't feel like I gotta feel that thing, you know, whatever that is. And so then I've just quit things. You know, like walked away from things. But if there's something that keeps me going and I feel this pull and it just like, I want to keep investing and I want to keep just, yeah, it's that pull. For me specifically. And, yeah, I love this passion project. I love that I created my own little Amber podcast that people enjoyed because I had returning listeners. That's how I went. I went off the facts. I was like, does this suck? Do you really, you know, entertain somebody as far as through the ear space, you know, do they want to listen to your content, whether it's by yourself or with other people? And when people kept showing up again for the next episode, I'm like, okay. I think I was okay if like five people showed up. I was like, listen, if five people are listening to each episode, that's not bad. That's five people that are like, yeah, I feel similar. Or even if I don't always understand what the fuck you're talking about, you still amuse me, or the sound of my voice, whatever it is. Thank you. Thank you. Because you kept me going too. Because if nobody, if it kept just showing up 0, 0, 0 each episode, I would be like, all right, Amber, it's time, girl, to walk away. Walk away. But something kept pulling me back, me back. So that's why I don't know what 2024 will look like for a walk back to self-love. You know what a walk back to self-love may look like? Traveling. That's what I want to do. I want to see the world. That's, yeah. Getting myself financially responsible has been a consistent goal too, and still ongoing, I think, for all of us in some capacity. But just like cleaning up debt and taking care of those limiting beliefs and rewiring the financial irresponsibility that I witnessed and absorbed, because that's all I knew, what was shown to me, like, in my childhood, and how money was presented in the family and how it was handled in the family and what it meant on the larger scale of society. And I had to teach myself that. I had to teach myself that shit. Like, you know, I think that's why I've liked to work in fields of social service, even though I'm like, I don't want to work in social service. But I have found myself in more than one chapter of my life working in a social service setting. And so it's because I know the system, you know, like my family members, I was raised on government resources, you know? So it's like, I'm not saying I get everybody's situation, but I get the role it plays. I get how it affects a family. I know how it affected my family, you know, and the mind mentality wrapped around that within the home, you know, like it was, yeah, it was a life I knew I didn't want. So don't want that life. I want to get out of that life. Going, you know, with my mom to the government food store where it was like you know, when you walk into a post office and you're like waiting in line, and then you know, it's very corporate, government-y, and you like get a stamp and you know, and get your passport and all. I kind of felt like that's what that grocery store was like, is getting like peanut butter and black cheese. Somebody recently was talking about black cheese, and I was like, listen, we used to carve that shit up and put it on crackers, like, like it was so good. When you're hungry and that's like all you really got, that's all you got. You gotta like try to fancy it up. Put it on a sliced cracker, like, you are so wealthy. Oh. Yeah, man, but the peanut butter was, I don't know. I used to eat the peanut butter because I like peanut butter. So I think I used to make PB&J sandwiches or some shit. But so it's like, I know what that struggle is like. You know, when you're a kid and you just want to have cereal and eat and breakfast. And I liked Raisin Bran growing up. I liked when the family had Raisin Bran. But I never ate Raisin Bran after the fact that we had like an ant's nest in there. You know, like that ruined it for me. I was like, ah, shit, we opened it up and it was like they made home inside the Raisin Bran box. I was like, God damn you. You know, God damn you, you ruined it. So Raisin Bran went out the window. Apple Jacks, you know, like Cocoa Puffs. I liked Honey Nut Cheerios. And I think I even liked Cheerios. I didn't like the sprinkled sugar. I thought that was too much. I was like, this is too much. But I would do plain Cheerios every now and then. So that shit was ruined for me, man. Ants looking like raisins, raisins looking like ants. Oh, God. So then you're like, I hate my life. I hate my parents. I hate just this whole household. I hate this city that I live in. I hate my life. You know, but then, like, being in school, I loved being in school. I loved being with my friends because I didn't have to be at home. That was awesome. Stayed busy. Stayed motivated. So, yeah, I say all of that. Long-winded thing. You know, and bringing it back to New York City and, like, this shit. This is a wild city. And I love it. Even a friend of mine, she came to visit. She was like, this is so you. This is so you. And I just loved that she could make the connection, because then it amps me up like, yeah, this is me. You know, like, that's why it's nice to have friends like get you, you know, your soul family. Because there are moments like that where maybe you don't see it, or you forget it, or you're so stuck in your head with the negative talk, or just beating yourself up in some capacity, to be like, oh, damn. Yeah. I'm doing it. But this podcast in 2024, I don't know. I feel like I'm glad that I've been pouring into it, and that you've been listening, and that I've had guests on, and then my friend Zoe adding that element to it. So, you know, like, I did some cool shit with it, but I'm gonna, I think, focus on other things. Getting all choked up. Focus on other things in 2024. And staying healthy, because this COVID's messing with my head. Messing with my head. And just thinking back to what we've all gone through and where we're at in 2023. And if you're still alive, you know, like, I was watching the show, one episode. I watched one episode of Silo, I believe it was called. And I'm like, oh my God, am I having my Rashida Jones moment? I'm cleaning the windows in the suit. Because I wanted to see what was out there. And, like, you know, is COVID going to take me out? I don't know. Does anybody think when it's going to, you know? So my head is just going through that. You know, just that. It's all good. But, yeah, so, and it's the last month of the year. And I'm in New York, so I'm like, I gotta get out there and, like, do all the holiday stuff, like Saks light show. Oh, it was incredible. Christian Dior was the theme. Oh, it was incredible. I loved it. Fashion, holidays, lights. Ooh, being in New York City, it's amazing. So. And then being in New York City during the ball drop. Like, come on. That's... Even if... I told some of my coworkers, I was like, listen. Even if I was far away from it, but I was still in the Times Square area, I'm going to make the effort to do that shit this year. Like, I used to watch it on TV. I used to pretend that I would host it one day or co-host it. You know, like, come on. Even if I just gotta be somewhere in the area, get there at like 11:30. Oh, what? You're never gonna get a spot. You know, but, well, the ball is all the way up in the sky. It's not like the parades, like the Halloween parade. I was so pissed. I could not see nothing. I got off the train after leaving work. I told all my coworkers, like, I'm so excited. I'm going to my first Halloween parade in New York City because they do a big here. Get off the train, the stop, go up the steps, and it's packed, like kids on kids, like shoulders on shoulders. I was like, oh my God. And I did not want to go all the way up to the front of the line. Then there were people just rushing the streets. Like, I had to buy a glass of wine to use the bathroom at a bar nearby because I was like, I have to pee so bad. And that's when I was like, maybe I'm not cut out for New York. No, you're just not cut out for a parade. Like, I'm like, what do I gotta do? Put a diaper on? Because, like, where do people go to the bathroom? So it's like a dedication. Like, it's die hard, excuse me. But then when Thanksgiving, I was able just to go at, like, kind of the last, I went for the last hour. Popped up on the street, had a good spot, saw a couple balloons and people walking on the street. Like, and then I saw Santa. And then I saw the Macy's Believe Star and I was like, oh my God, I love my life. I believe. Because I'm in New York City. And then my friend and I went to this amazing dinner and listened to jazz in Harlem. And I've been enjoying my life. And then now it's Christmas and then it'll be New Year's and then a new year. But I'm like, damn, now I got COVID. Fuck. So it's crazy. But it's been fun. It's a very cool city. And all the boroughs. I love all the boroughs. I just like the word borough. Which borough are you in? All right, I'm going to wrap it up because that's more than what I intended for this episode. So the very last episode of 2023 will be my friend Zoe and I kind of just doing what we do, you know? If you connect to us, cool. If you don't, you don't. But thank you anyways, you know? Like, but we're closing out the year of 2023. And then I think I'm gonna, you know, maybe sign off temporarily or something. I don't know. Because I think I did what I intended to do with this. And I just want to focus on other things in 2024. So if I don't speak to you via the podcast in 2024, I wish you a very abundant, stable, healthy, loving, adventurous, your style 2024. And but most importantly, stay healthy, because without our health, we ain't got shit. You know, like, our health requires us to be healthy in order for our body to move and do the things that we do. So I wish you health above anything else. Good health. So yeah, be good to yourself. Happy holidays. Hopefully you do it in a way that feels good to you. And many blessings from here on out. Peace and love. Welcome back to another episode of A Walk Back to Self-Love. Wanted to squeeze one more in. I felt really inspired today. I am out of town for a few days, and I decided to go to Philadelphia for the first time. I don't know why. Like, Philadelphia has been speaking to me probably since Fresh Prince. You're like, huh, I wonder, you know, like the curiosity about Philadelphia. You're like, well, why was, you know, what's going on there? You know, like all those questions and stuff. So I found a really, really, really good deal. Really good deal. Like, down to like nickeled and dimed it to see like the least amount of money I could spend. Just to keep yourself budgeted, you know? It's just like a business. Like, what quarter are you in? You know, like, what are your goals for 2024? You know, like, what do you project financially for your life? You know, things like that. Like, those CEO, you know, project manager type of vision, but for your life, not for somebody else. You know, like we have to from time to time, because that's part of the human journey, the career box, the work box. You know, you got to build a vision for somebody else and understand what you're doing and learning and growing and building skill sets. Like, it's all positive. But if you sometimes, you know, have a pull to do that for your own life, like treat it like a business, what does that look like during your human journey? You know, that's what it is, figuring your life out, growing through the lessons, glowing through the lessons, feeling like garbage through the lessons. Oh my God. And then, you know, starting fresh, all those emotions. So as you figure out who you are, well, this is just my perspective, of course, among the sea of voices out there who have their own perspective and view of life, I'm all about opening up doors and closing doors, you know, just like a building, just like an office, whatever setting you want to use, whether it's residential, commercial, you know, like treat it like a building. Which doors are opening and closing? So, yeah, I think that's what I love most about wrapping up a year. You know, whether it's professionally or personally, you're wrapping up, you know, the end of the year, the fourth quarter. So what's first quarter going to be like? Which is usually like January to March, sometimes into April. You know, so you're like, that's a significant start to the year. What is that going to look like? That's like hitting an imaginary reset button. You know what I mean? Like, what are you projecting for 2024? By the way, side note, I have to share this because, like, feelings, man, when you don't want to admit that they're feelings. But I just happened to, in the hotel room, just like resting because it's gloomy, it's raining. I was like, oh my God, it's so rainy here. But it's not stopping me. I brought my umbrella. My new cute, clear, see-through umbrella that was $6. I'm like, oh yeah, I've been wanting one of these. $6, score. And hitting the pavement. You know, so, and figuring out, like, if you ever travel by yourself, you're not on anybody else's agenda, you're on your own. So you're like, what does that look like when you travel by yourself? And is it fun, or is it boring, or do I not even do it? You know what I mean? So then, that's what I believe when you're trying to partner up, or build a team, a business, whatever you want to call it, with your significant other, whoever that might be. Like, are you going to travel well together? Like, in your head, in your fantasy, you think, like, this is what it's going to be like. But can you really find somebody that, you know, has your similar vision with you in it? That's the goal, right? To build the vision and then be in it, live in it, you know? So those are my end of year thoughts that I just felt coming to the surface. And I know I said the last episode, you know, this is where friends of mine, more so in the romantic department, when they're like, yeah, but you're going back on what you said, because you said, you know, oh, I was tired of hearing that about myself, because I knew it. I'm like, I know I fucking did. That's why I'm so mad. Jeez, don't you know that? Yeah. I'd always go back at what I said I wouldn't do. Don't have sex with him one more time. No, I'm not doing it. Then you fucking go back. And sometimes it's mind-blowing and sometimes it's not. Sometimes you're like, I'm so mad at myself right now. I'm fighting back the tears. In the moment, I'm like, why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? I said I wouldn't fucking do it. and it wasn't even good, and we fought the whole fucking time. Oh my God. It was just terrible. Those terrible moments that I settled. Those terrible moments that I betrayed myself. That's what it was. It was the self-betrayal. It was like its own romantic novel. When she finds out that she betrayed herself. And it's Friday. Cliffhanger. You're like, what? She figured it out. No. Maybe I should have been a romance novelist. I would have stories on stories. Characters on characters. Coming to life. Coming to life. That would be actually quite hot. And amusing and shame for her, that character. You're like, what is she doing? No, does she... she's doing it again. Does she not see what she's... Wow, that's a big leap. Is she sure? No. I'll tell you that real time. And thereafter, no. So... yeah, crazy life. So I don't know how you feel at the end of a crazy year, you know? Like, how did you start 2023? Where were you at mentally, physically, emotionally, sexually, spiritually, financially, like all of those categories? Where were you, like, this moment in 2022, walking into 2023? And then where are you now, walking into 2024? So, yeah. It's crazy. So, thank you for energy exchanging and being here for another episode. And it's just one of those, like, you know, times in my life that I'm having those, like, whoa moments. And, you're on the other end. I'm having, like, real-time downloads, so I'm like, all right, gotta wrap it up, because this is coming at me at, like, a rapid pace, and I need to, like, chill. So, Happy New Year, and I wish you a healthy and blessed 2024, and, you know, I don't know what I'm gonna do with this podcast in 2024. I keep coming back to it, so I'm like, well... it's either toxic or it's healthy. Because I know both. When you just keep going back and you know you shouldn't. You keep going back and you know you shouldn't. That's toxic. And maybe that's what this is. You know, maybe my podcast is something that is toxic. To some ears, maybe it is. You never know. You just never know. Like, what I was going to say, and I don't think I got to the point, is I was watching CNN. And as I'm, like, waiting for, like, heavy news story, it's about fucking Donald Trump. And I'm like, why is this guy still getting airtime? That's what I want to know. He's done enough shit. And I'm like, I don't want to see his face on TV and give him the time of day. But they were talking about him versus Home Alone 2, I believe. When Kevin McAllister was walking through the Plaza Hotel and he was, like, so mesmerized as a kid. And then he bumps into Donald Trump. I totally forgot about that scene. Like, it was never even fresh in my mind 30 years ago, I guess, right? Isn't that what I think the time frame is when that movie came out? No. Nowhere did I immediately think Donald Trump and associate that to Home Alone 2. When he got lost in New York. And then he makes you now feel like you're making that about you, dude. So they had to have a panel and talk about his tweet or whatever last night. And how, you know, The director, he's the one that brought it up and said that he practically bullied his way into that role. If they were going to use the Plaza Hotel, he had to be in it. Or, like, couldn't be done. Or something, like, that was the tone and everything. And then Donald, of course, went to social media and fired up his, you know, media team. How do we play this one? So, yeah. So, I was thinking about, I'm like, damn, why are we still talking about that? But on to 2024, whatever, you know, that looks like. I hope it's a good one. So, going to wrap it up. Talk to you soon, or maybe not, because maybe this is a positive thing. Time will tell. If anything I've learned in my 40 years on this planet, interacting with family members and acquaintances and coworkers and bosses and just people when you're out and about, and who you become along the way and who you are interacting back, it could be a positive thing. But I'm still going to be me, you know, and I'm still going to have my amber to it. Whether you enjoy it or you don't enjoy it, it's who I am. But I will always correct if I'm really intentionally hurting somebody. You know, then you're like, am I really being a piece of shit human? And if I fully, wholeheartedly believe I'm not, and I don't have any ill intentions, then I believe that I'm a good person. And I think that that's what qualifies you as a good human. When your integrity and your moral compass are in check, and you see what's happening, and you won't tolerate it, because we should be equals that have individual life paths. Doesn't mean you are better or less. It just means this is the path you took. So I hope that more in 2024, because I just went to go see American Fiction with Jeffrey Wright, and it was fantastic. It was fantastic. I didn't laugh as much as I thought I was per the previews, but there were plenty of other white people in the audience that thought we were hilarious. Our ignorant behavior was just so hilarious. And I'm like, yeah, this is true. It's so true, but it's not hilarious. I don't find it funny. I just find the satire in it, you know? So anyways, it's worth going to see. I won't give it away. It's a good movie. So yeah. So I just wanted to say that at the very end, my outro. So happy new year, happy 2024, and we'll see where this goes. Peace and love. Welcome back to another episode of A Walk Back to Self-Love, the final episode of 2023. And I wanted to bring my friend Zoe on because to me, it was a very positive addition to bring his male perspective to my podcast in 2023. So I don't know where you're at in your reflective final day of the year, emotionally, spiritually, mentally, physically, but no matter where you're at, thank you for listening and supporting this podcast, and enjoy the final episode of 2023 with my friend Zoe. Well, that's it. Wrapped up the last episode of 2023. Thank you so much for supporting this podcast. I want to thank my friend Zoe for joining me for the last episode of the year. It's really been quite a journey having the male perspective on this year. So I don't know where you're at mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, but no matter where you're at in this moment, I wish you a healthy, blessed, and loving 2024. Talk to you soon. Peace and love.